Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Am I speaking to Jason?
Yeah.
Hello, Jason. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I am doing just great, thank you. We are just trying to get this survey completed, which is required by your union. Just to start with, how many years have you been working in the main street industry?
15.
Okay, thank you. And what is your primary branch on the trade? Is it tile or marble finisher, bricklayer, tile setter, refractory or bricklayer, stonemason, plasterer, PCC restoration, cement mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, mason helper or finisher, marble mason?
Right now I'm doing PCC restoration.
Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, or improver?
Just journeyman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yep.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find a work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None.
Okay. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year? Okay. Have you, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
More.
More? Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably the same.
Thank you so much. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Thank you.
Probably not.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Probably no.
Okay. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No, I've never even heard of that. What is that?
It's someone in charge of the project.
Oh.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government? Private?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay. Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the upcoming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I don't know. Probably the same.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Probably get worse.
Jason, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Would that be dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
No. No concerns.
Thank you. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in any political canvassing? What about picketing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Thank you so much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally?
Zero.
Never, okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. I'll give you the sources. Please tell me which one of these we should put as the number one. The internet or social media, local TV news, radio, friends and neighbors, cable news, print radio. Or radio as the first one. Which one should I put as the second?
The cable news.
Okay. And which one should I place as the third one?
Internet.
Okay. And the fourth? I have local
friends
TV.
And neighbors.
Okay.
And oh, local TV, yeah.
Local TV and fourth, friends. I'm sorry, local TV would be the fourth one, and friends and neighbors the fifth?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following issues matters to you right now? Education, healthcare, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, the environment, immigration, foreign policy, or is there something else?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Something
right.
else.
Something else, okay? As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis Bacon Act?
Yeah, I know what that is.
All right. Have you heard a lot about it, some or little?
Little.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, not at all important, that
probably
the federal...
pretty important.
It's important for the federal elected officials to support that?
Yeah.
Very important or somewhat important?
Very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of Davis-Bacon Act?
Probably Democrat Party.
Thank you so much. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more on this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The workers.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done for each of the following. His job as a president overall. Do you approve or disapprove?
I don't know. I don't really pay a whole lot of attention.
Okay.
To that.
You can say you approve strongly, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you.
That's okay. What about healthcare?
I don't know. That's a joke all in itself. I don't know either.
Okay. What about the economy? Do you approve or disapprove his job?
I don't know. What's he done for the economy, really?
Okay. What about support for labor unions?
I'm not too sure. I don't know what he's done.
Okay. What about immigration?
I say let everybody in.
All right. So do you approve or disapprove his job?
Sure. Yeah. Yep. I approve.
I strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you.
Strongly. Strongly. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
For, they need to be helping more people down at the border.
Okay. Thank you. Making some notes of that. All right. What about foreign affairs?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I don't pay attention.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
No.
Okay. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
No, I don't really care.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Never had to deal with them, so I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Jason, we're almost done with this survey. Let me ask you, how could the union best improve its representation and service, in your own words?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, like, they could call you back if you... You know, if you call somebody down in the union hall and then leave them a message, maybe they could, you know, call you back. But.
Call you back?
Yeah. They don't even return my phone calls when I called down there one time.
Oh,
so.
They need to return phone calls, okay?
Yeah.
They never answer you.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, and then I just never tried again.
Right, okay. All right. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I don't know. Quit losing money.
Losing money, okay. In what terms? How are they losing
money?
Oh,
I don't know. There's just this guy at, that I met on a job site says that they've been losing a bunch of money on investments. I don't even know if it's true or not, but might as well.
Okay. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it union meetings, text, messages, mail, job site, or email?
Job site.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislation?
Never. Hardly ever.
Okay.
I mean, like, I got a text or an email about the picnic or something.
Okay. Now I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
I don't know. Probably neither one.
Would you say independent?
I don't know. I just, I guess I'd probably be more of a Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat? Not strong.
No.
Okay. And just
probably
to make sure
not at all.
Okay. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
My race?
Your race, yes. Are you white, black, African-American?
I'm American.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Me?
Yes.
My first name?
Yes.
Jason.
Jason, these were all the questions that I had for you tonight. Thank you so much for helping me out. You have a wonderful night.
Bye.